on the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We finally made it to another summer of questionable decisions.
Was that our intended destination?
Well, somehow we just end up here.
Yeah.
Well, every summer, for at least a couple of Sud segments, we take a break from drinking amazing craft beers, meads, and ciders and try things that might be good, but usually aren't. Today, we're drinking a few things we found at a local gas station. No, it's not sushi or week-old hot dogs, but almost as bad. These are some of those brightly colored malt beverages, and these are the first, at least the first couple, are brightly colored malt beverages that aren't beer, wine, or really anything you might find in nature.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey, welcome everyone to another sud segment where we won't drink just anything unless you dare us. So go ahead, dare us. Come on, we dare you. I'm one of your hosts, Good God Juliana, and joining me at the table today for this special treat of an episode is Good Old Boy Kendall.
Is it really? Well, I always start with, it's a pleasure to be here, but I'm not so sure about today.
Wow. How rude.
Oh, that hurts deep.
It depends on how bad you're going to get us on this one.
Badly.
Good old boy Mike, hello.
I'm sitting here, I'm actually watching, you know, Kendall drink some of these, and he's like, I wonder what sweet tart that is. You know, it's like, is this like the full, you know, a full serving of sweet tarts or just a little bit of sweet tart?
Yeah. Is this the 1970 resurrected or is this current?
No, oh, yeah. I'm feeling the Kool-Aid man coming through the wall any moment.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-FDA approval.
Yeah. Sweet tarts. Exactly. Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello, hello. Can I get an oil change while I recover from this drink?
You might need one. You might need one. Good old boy Dave, hi.
Hi. That's all I'm going to say.
He's thought about it so long. Yeah. Has everything else planned except the capability of saying
awesome
hello.
Intro.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. Well.
I'm so excited.
The days are getting longer. Huh. The weather is getting warmer. So you know what that means. And no, it's not time for the good old boys to host their annual bikini car wash for charity.
Beef jerky time.
Sorry, I think I just might have thrown up a little in my mouth. No. It's the time for something almost as bad or good, depending on what part of the country you're in. But we finally made it to another summer of questionable decisions.
Yay. Was that our intended destination?
Well, somehow we just end up here.
Yeah. Well, good old boy Dave. Since this is your nightmare.
That's for sure.
I mean, brainchild, why don't you tell us all about it?
Well, every summer, for at least a couple of sud segments, we take a break from drinking amazing craft beers, meads, and ciders and try things that might be good, but usually aren't. Today, we're drinking a few things we found at a local gas station. No, it's not sushi or week-old hot dogs, but almost as bad.
There's some fresh. Week-old is fresh.
These are some of those brightly colored malt beverages, and these are the first, at least the first couple, are brightly colored malt beverages that aren't beer, wine, or really anything you might find in nature.
Okay. Well, good. They're not in nature. Yes. Maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe it's nature to the gas station. You know, under the fluorescent lights, everything looks
better under the fluorescence.
It might be. Okay. Well, Dave picked up 7 treats, and I'm using that term loosely for us to try.
If there was a time for air quotes, that's totally
it. Yeah. So I have everything hidden away, and we'll serve them up blind so that the good old boys can all give an unbiased opinion. Well, except for Mike.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever give an unbiased opinion.
This is true.
Yeah. So, all right.
This is the way.
This is the way. Yes. All right. Reverend Mark, why don't you please give us the suds ratings for today's episode and then maybe throw in a prayer or two for our safety while you're at it.
Yes. And I am here for last rites as well.
Thank you. It's good to know.
It's convenient.
Can you bless this pink beverage for me?
Hey, this is a full service.
I don't know if I even want to get into the transubstantiation discussion with this or not.
I'm feeling about the time to cross over.
All right. Well, now we're going to be discussing and rating these, whatever they are, with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. So here's how those ratings go now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but pretty much everything we're about to drink.
Here, here.
This is the way.
Number two, was that a belch? I can't tell because it tastes the same coming out as it did going in.
Wait, do we need to even go any further? Because I don't think 3 through 5 is even applicable.
Hey, listen, we said unbiased, Mike.
Yeah.
We said
unbiased. And so here's the next 3 dad jokes. Ah, what a relief. Number 3. The burning has finally stopped. Number 4. Hey, a body really should not make that sound, or that one, or that one. And number 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another antacid.
Very true.
Now look, guys. All right. We all know that we're setting the bar lower than usual. So let's be gentle. You know, someone took the time to, you know, come up with the recipes and come up with the packaging and produce these. People put their, you know, their heart and soul into making these things. So let's respect that before we trash them.
I got thoughts. Okay.
Crap all over their efforts.
All right, let's get into it. So brown bag number 1.
What did he just
say? We're calling it A. A is a mighty fine shade of fluorescent pink.
Oh, it's a pink.
It's a pink. Pink.
Whoa. Whoa.
I don't know.
It has a fine aroma of watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it does.
I get that.
I think the Jolly Rancher would be better. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. What is?
This is cloyingly sweet.
I mean, it's a very sweet.
Oh, it is so sweet.
Why?
Oh my gosh.
It is. It's like they took a bunch of watermelon Jolly Ranchers and just dissolved them in some kind of a, you know, base seltzer.
And then poured a lot more sugar into it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even maybe a little bit of saccharin that causes cancer in rat's brains.
People choose to drink this?
Ooh. I guess so.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
People flock to this.
That is horrible.
Ouch.
Okay, but let's think about this. If I was 18, 19, 20, 21.
21, because we do not support underage drinking.
So if I'm 21-ish and I'm going to the gas station and excited to show my driver's license off, I would.
You pick should have this, your license pulled.
I would pick this. Why? I'm confused.
Well, like if you don't like the taste of beer, but you do like the taste of, I don't know, vomit in your mouth.
Right.
But I think she hits on something. I feel like this is aimed at underage drinkers because anybody who's old enough to drink real alcohol is not going to want this garbage.
I'm going to tell you, Kendall, pretty much everything in the show today, if you were to really look at the packaging, it is 100% aged at aimed at teenagers.
It's just that's unfortunate.
Mike, go ahead and prepare the legal defense.
but wait a minute. I do think that this is a good base product for maybe a trailer park sangria.
So like if you cut up some watermelon, some cantaloupe.
Okay.
Yes, I think if you combine it with enough tequila and water, you arrive at something that sucks less.
Stir in some meth.
A couple of cans of the Del Monte mixed fruit.
Oh,
In syrup.
In the syrup,
not in the water. You got to get the stuff with the syrup because you need it sweeter.
Even more sweeter.
I'm thinking this would probably be used as bong water, you know, in some municipalities. So, I can see a lot of alternative uses for this.
Mess up the flavor of what you're smoking.
That it would totally be, you know, a strawberry hookah, you know. Is probably the one thing that I think this probably most closely aligns with is the taste of strawberry hookah. Yes.
Mike's Mike's giving a little bit of his past up there.
Wow, I guess so.
Or maybe this morning, I don't know.
Okay, do we dare to rate?
Well, we have to rate
hey
I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's the magic one, folks.
All right. This is number one.
Magic one. Now, for the wonderful reveal.
You got to work really hard for one of those.
Holy strawberry cow. Hookah
can.
Four Loko.
Watermelon,
not strawberry.
10% ABV. Holy cow.
So that's on par with a barley wine or a malt liquor.
It's.
I was going to say.
A 24-ounce can. Yeah, this is designed just to get somebody drunk. That's it.
This Four Loko, well, I guess it can go up to 12% for a 23.5-ounce. Yeah. It is the Four Loko mixture watermelon is always in season with the sweet and juicy flavor.
Have some more, Mike.
A night with watermelon Four Loko is like a summer fling, always unpredictable, but the memories will last forever.
You're
not going to remember anything if you drink this
Kendall,
can.
Kendall, you've been known to shotgun things.
I have.
What would it take for you to shotgun
any amount of money you could pay me. It would have to be significant. I'm talking six figures.
You probably have to take at least a couple of days off work after just to let your body come back from the shock, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike's so excited, he just took a selfie.
I want to get Kendall in this shot, you know, for sure.
Well, we'll be back with more brown bags in just a minute. Welcome back, everyone. So today is a questionable decision if there ever was. We are doing a gas station grab bag today. And before the break, we discussed our first
pink.
Pink drink. Yeah. And now we're going to move on and we're going to taste another. So for those of you just tuning in, we went to the gas station and we picked up some treats and we put them in a brown bag. So we don't know what we're tasting. We're just tasting it. So let's go to B.
So it's not as pink.
Another pink delight.
Is it pinkier? Or pinkish?
Looks like pink lemonade.
You know what?
Yep.
Oh,
it. I think this reminds me of the smell of a red icy at Kmart.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
A treasure chest.
That is totally it. It is right out of the icy machine.
I drank a lot of those in the 70s.
As it melts down to the bottom and you slurp it up.
When I was a little kid, I loved those. Mm. And it's got the similar flavor. Actually, I don't think this is as bad as the last one.
No, this one isn't as offensive.
Not as sweet.
But it's better until the very end. And then there's something
I think it's the exact same flavoring.
It's something, just, there's something foreign about it.
Yeah, it's like really artificial. It dries out my mouth.
Some kind of fake sugar in there.
Yeah. Like when you get to the last of like a Jolly Rancher, that mm-hmm. weird thing going on.
Yeah, the sweetness almost tastes like it's an artificial sweetener in there. Yep. Like it is some kind of saccharin or NutraSweet.
I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's not sugary. It's just sweet.
Yeah.
And it's very dry, drying.
It's Zambois from China trying to kill us.
Like, I mean,
that's what it is.
Yeah. For tasting this. And,
they
and
put
thinking.
Chemicals in our water and in our ices, and they go kill us.
It's kind of like the when you chomp up an aspirin.
Oh,
has it
almost a little baby aspirin.
Like a coated, coated aspirin.
Little minerally.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the aspartame, component. Usually gives that
powdery,
kind of sugary component to it.
But this is crazy. You're going to have to double fist it because you're going to have this one hand.
Please and then you're going to have to have those words and these beverages within the same
family. This is a family show, Julianne. No, we don't talk about
that. But what I mean is in one hand, you're going to have a can of this delightful something or other. But then on the other hand, you're going to have a lot of water. Because I feel like I'm drier after tasting this than I was before. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it really dries the mouth out. It's weird.
So weird.
And I just took a thimbleful.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if you were... I don't know. But is this like summer beach-ish type of thing?
Oh, I'm thinking this is gotten Panama City, first trip to the beach, from Arkansas, written all over it,
Okay.
That checks out.
Yeah. Just think what it would taste like once it really warms up.
Ooh.
I can't.
Well, we can. Just save that sample to the end of the show, Reverend Mark. Yeah.
Did you have to go there? Really? Seriously? Oh,
wow. But, okay, one thing I'll say is, this is hiding the ABV. Whatever it is, that sweetness
is... Oh, it's obliterated. Like, this could be like 18%. Yeah, you wouldn't taste it.
I know. Yeah. No, you wouldn't, which is a scary thing for our youth in a scheme of things,
Oh, I don't think this is just for youth. I'm thinking this is, the other...
Bachelorette parties.
I was thinking the other demographic are divorcees, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Is this like a Boone's Farm special?
Is a Boone's Farm special in a can.
Yeah. Maybe? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
People on a fixed income.
Yep.
Gotcha. Should we rephrase this as like the Summer of Love series?
No, it's a questionable decision.
Yeah. Very.
Very. For sure. There is... whatever story is going to come at the end of this can... that's what you're aiming for.
Oh.
Probably a baby. Or an STD.
And the next thing, so Cindy and I, after we finished this can, let me tell you what happened. Oh, my God. I'm thinking that's exactly...
So let me ask you this, Mike. Does this make you sort of think longingly about the Zima and Jolly Rancher show? Like, you're like, wow, man, I wish we could do that again.
No, because... the thing is that we all drank Zima for months on end. I mean, that was just like a cultural phenomena that cut across geography, demographics. These products, I think are going to have more of a selected, consumer base, around them. And, the thing is that all of these products, you cannot buy these beverages in a liquor store, in a grocery store. The only place they're going to move it is where you are so desperate to get hammered and you have already driven 3.5 hours to get to that destination. You just walk. They are shopping by ABV, is probably the best way these products are selected. And the difference between strawberry and watermelon.
Yep. And the Kendall's packaging's nodding, nice,
by the way.
The packaging.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what are we drinking?
Well, we got to rate this first. So are we going
to
rate it?
Come on.
I don't know. I think this
better.
Isn't as offensive. Yeah.
So we're moving up in the world.
We're going to rate this a 2.
All right. Maybe the next one's a 3.
We're trending up.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Mountain Dew.
Hard.
Black cherry.
Hard Mountain Dew.
Oh, sorry. Hard.
So did any of you get black cherry or any varietal of cherry?
No. I mean, that the red icy is supposed to be cherry, but it's fake. Yeah.
So they classify this as Big Taste, Bigger Bear, now hard with 5% ABV.
PepsiCo product.
On the label, it also says zero sugar, which is, I think, why we're getting that fake sweetener taste.
Yeah, there's no sugar in this. It's a whole...
What was that ABV?
5.
That's interesting.
But I mean,
it's sessionable.
Yeah, I don't want that much alcohol in my Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, I mean, you know, it's 4 kids, so you don't want them getting
green.
Yeah, even this everything about this just feels like it's being marketed to 14-year-olds.
Oh gosh, yeah. Because it looks like a monster drink, you know, like a high energy drink.
It looks like an energy drink.
Awesome beer skaters.
Company, yeah. Yeah.
Sam, come on, man. Sam and Jim.
I just wonder if you are the brewer of this. I mean, do you put that on your resume that I made this? I mean, you just want to crawl in a hole and go, yeah.
Well, but I guess in a way, I would rather have this than I would a 10%er.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If I had to drink one or the other, I would choose this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean...
Maybe we'll find a better one.
There are
maybe we will.
Not
maybe.
Enough Slim Jims on the planet for me to get through even half a can of one of these.
See, there you nailed it, Mike. Slim Jims would pair perfectly with this.
Yeah. Maybe you could use this.
Perfect Mountain Dew drink.
Maybe you could use it as a mixer, you know, like
hello, Leah.
You know, this and some rum or, you know, some
It
Malibu
says this
rum.
Is a malt beverage with certified colors. What does that mean?
These colors
are certified. Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right.
Legally protected.
I guess so.
What's the SRM on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
Maybe we should.
It's not writ number 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I think it's time for a break.
Yeah.
Can we die number 1?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we? We got a story to tell, and
it's time to tell.
Good old boy Kendall's going to tell it.
Okay. Off the newswire. This is from David Sharp of the AP. In Augusta, Maine, a Maine vegan whose custom license plate contained the words tofu is one of the motorists caught in the state's crackdown on vulgar tags. Maine had, for several years, allowed people to put any combination of letters and numbers on their license plate, including words and phrases that other states would ban. But the state decided to change course, and this year recalled 274 plates it deemed inappropriate. Some are fighting back. The state concluded the license plate "Love Tofu," "Love Tofu," could have been seen as a reference to sex instead of admiration for bean curd. The motorist insisted there was no mistaking his intent because the back of his car had several tofu-related stickers. It's my protest against eating meat and animal products. Peter Starstecki, the disappointed motorist, said after a Zoom session with a hearing with the examiner of the Maine Bureau of Motor Vehicles. After license plates freedoms spiraled out of control, the Maine legislator directed the Bureau of Motor Vehicles to reestablish a system to vet the 120,000 license plates.
Wait. I think that's just Larry in the basement throwing at a dartboard. Survey says, yeah. You know, he just throws at a dartboard.
Which ones amuse me?
Oh, that's totally offensive. See where that dart hit on the board.
So, Starstecki has been offered another plate with a vegan with a 3 instead of an E, but he decided to go with another plate, or just a standard plate, because he really wants his love tofu plate on his car.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's even got a nice picture of him and his kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a proud moment. Yeah.
License. His offensive license plate. But
love tofu.
That's how those kids are going to be greeted for the next 5 years. Hey, wasn't your dad the one that had that offensive license plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick you for kickball. Next.
Well, nobody's going to pick the vegan kids anyway for kickball.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think
they kicked the ball really weird.
I don't know. It is Maine. There's probably a lot of vegan kids up there.
Yeah.
So right. He was pulled over and given a citation for that, huh?
Well, they banned that exact same license plate in California previously, which you know, everybody should follow suit with whatever California does. So,
yeah. Well, and there was a guy in Florida that got pulled over for driving a Trans Am in a school zone.
Oh!
Wow.
I just want to say that there is a small portion of our audience that actually got that joke. And of the five of us sitting here, three of us actually got that joke.
Sorry, it took me a minute.
Trans Am in school.
Wow. All right. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, but I just do not think that the license plate on your car is a moment to exercise free speech. I don't understand what the aspect of having a license plate is aligned with, you know, affirming your right of expressing yourself. Wow. Kindle. That is like really yellow.
I don't think Kindle likes this one.
Wow.
Okay, so
we're moving. I know exactly what it is, though.
Yeah, so we're moving on to C.
More Mountain Dew.
And C is very lemon lime fluorescence. Oh, yeah.
A little bit of orange, a little citrusy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, the aroma isn't bad.
No, it smells exactly like Mountain Dew. And it looks exactly like Mountain Dew. So I'm guessing we got a trend going here.
It smells like the toilet in Juvie. Smells like Art Whitaker's garage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did have a friend that made a Mountain Dew beer. But
yeah,
this one just smells like Diet Mountain Dew, which is not nearly as good as regular because it has that fake sugar.
It tastes like
Diet
Mountain Dew. When I want Mountain Dew, I want a ton of sugar.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the point of getting it, right?
Which I occasionally do. I drink about one bottle a year. Usually I'm on a road trip.
This is malted Mountain Dew. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about
We don't even have to. Yeah.
And it's the fake sugar that's just putting
that's what's killing it.
Putting my brain in a knot. Sure.
It's like, what's the point?
I don't know.
Why are you pretending?
I can put more vodka in this.
And again, only 5% ABV. But I mean, I guess it's that fake sugar that's drying the whole thing out that makes you just...
I mean, it tastes exactly like Diet Mountain Dew.
You can have like three of these and not fall off your skateboard. Weird.
The aspartame thing is all over this, you know, as well. Yeah, I would rather see hard Mountain Dew made with the sugar base because I think it would be better.
That's terrible.
That's the word for it.
It's still got that kid-friendly can going on.
Of course.
Yeah, give me this with a side of MSG.
Maybe if you buy this, you get a card that gives you your top five suggestions for a license plate.
There you go.
Maybe. So, you know what? You might be onto
something.
Would
you pair this with tofu?
I love the Dew.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, and not just because of color, but I'm noticing a theme that like black, red, and green is the way to go, I guess. The more striking the color, the more appeal it's going to be to a teenager.
Just like energy drinks.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and it's also a way to camouflage your illegality of what you're drinking.
You know? Because certainly on the can, you know, you don't see
look really
big,
close.
Bold letters that say 21. You have to look up here in the fine print, but then also down there on the back of the can, it'll say 21.
So have I told you guys what was my beverage of choice initially when I was growing up?
No.
Tell. So I'm not going to admit what my age was. All I have to say is I was not of age to drink legally.
As I'm sure most of us were in that frame at some point.
My beverage of choice was Mountain Dew and Bacardi 151.
Mm. Whoa. Oh.
Yes.
Does this bring you back
at all? This brings me back, Dave. That's exactly right. So Dave and I grew up in the same town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Friday Night Lights were absolutely that was the pivotal event, you know, within 100 miles, you know, in that county. People would drive in, you know, just to see, you know, this high school football game. But that was the thing is that I would always go to, usually it was Wendy's, but to get a large, you know, iced Mountain Dew, and I would pour about half of it out and fill the other half with Bacardi 151. So
the sad thing is they actually stopped making, you know, Bacardi 151. And it has taken me years to figure out what was the reason for that. And I was really shocked to find out that it's because they were getting sued.
What?
Yeah. Because
seriously?
Yeah, wow. Because there were so many restaurants that were using it as a component of a flaming beverage like Baked Alaska or something mm-hmm. else, or a flaming tiki drink or something like that.
That they were stuff on fire.
They were constantly getting sued, and so they decided that instead of you know, fighting litigation, they just removed the entire product, you know, off the market. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So that happened, you know, way after I stopped drinking it. But I always, you know, I have this moment of going, if I wonder what I went back to that, how would it taste? So, and I'm, you know,
How do you feel?
Would it taste better than this?
with rum? That would be yes. interesting. We'll try that experiment after. But
without the aspartame also.
Without the aspartame.
Well, but also with 151, I'm pretty sure it'd be more than 5%.
Just a wee bit, you know. Like so
15.
I think we need to rate this and move on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I mean, I think it was better than the other two.
I'm just going to have to step it up because of the homage, okay. you know, back yeah. to right. know, my youth. So
Mike wants to rate it a 4.
So. Sure. All right. So if
this would have been real hard Mountain Dew, not zero sugar, I would have given it a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
I would okay. at least go on 3, but we're going
2.
I want that award-winning Mountain Dew.
Okay. So far we've had...
Them suds, boys, give it a good rating.
A 4 Loko and 2 hard Mountain Dews. And now...
So green.
We are getting into some form of fluorescence.
I think Dave just took all the Boots Farmer, stuck it in these cans.
This is a nuclear waste grain.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is like...
this is moonshine green.
Oh yeah, that slime from Nickelodeon, yep. green,
just
oh my
fake
gosh.
Green apple.
Okay, this is just not right.
Ooh. Wow, ooh, wow, that is so sweet.
This is very
so sweet,
it's sweet and sour.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
oh my,
that's Jolly Rancher City
it is.
All the way.
It is.
Exactly.
Ugh. Nailed it.
Oh, I think I lost a layer of my tongue. Oh, we'll be back in
really?
Just a minute.
There's more?
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions.
Oh, man.
And mm-hmm.
My stomach hurts.
Really is. Today, if you're just joining us, hi. The best is yet to come.
I hope.
I would love to think that's true.
And today is a gas station grab bag. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we can rate the green goo and go on.
Oh, but you have to see
no,
the green goo.
No, we got to discuss the green goo
oh my
a minute.
Gosh.
Yes, we do.
But okay. let's rate it and then we'll look at it.
Yes, rate it and then we will look at it. And
so
we're
going 4. Yeah,
we thought 3. We were going up, but we're going down again.
Yeah. We're going 1.
Sinking to the bottom.
What if you blend this okay. with the pink one?
And so if you're just tuning in, we went to the gas station. We grabbed a few malt beverage type of things.
That were all prominently displayed right in the front in yeah. the cooler section.
Yeah, they are. And we put them in a paper bag. And we don't know what's what until after we do this reveal. And the reveal on this one is Johnny Bootlegger Alcatraz Sour Apple.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you really had to dig deep to find that one, Dave.
No, man, they were like right in front. They were like
right by the register.
Right in the door of the cooler section.
And it's 10% ABV.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so there's no escaping the legend of Johnny Bootlegger. There are hundreds of stories about why Johnny is a legend. And each one of them is 100% true blue, all American, according to Hoyle fact. What is according to Hoyle?
I don't know, man.
Okay. It all started during the 20s after Prohibition went into effect, and everyone
from
fancy
fellas, she's really going to read this,
debutante dames to boardwalk grifters and dime store floozies
yeah.
hey, we're catching everyone here.
So there's a whole website, whole deal around this thing. And I think they spent all their money on marketing.
Yeah, that's why there's ChatGPT.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
My teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Right, so now, anyways, yeah. So Johnny was an entrepreneur, and there it is. Yeah.
And there's about 8 flavors of this.
So I keep thinking about, colored. You know, the decisioning process of how these, you know, products get picked. And there's always that one person in the group that walks into the gas station and they're like, you know what? We should get something. We're not quite at the beach, you know, or the cabin or wherever they're headed, you know, and they're standing in front of the cooler. And it's always, you know, like the person that shouldn't be picking anything.
They always are the ones that have the money. They, that's who gets sent into the store.
Or, you know, it's they're deflecting away from something. It's like, you know what? I don't want beer. I'm on vacation. I want something that is light and fruity and exciting, you know?
Yeah.
And says, oh my God, you're pregnant.
And it's in a, wow.
I just feel like these are people that are looking to get drunk for the least money as possible.
I think there's a big component of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, liquor is quicker.
but here's the, but like, you know, if you can't, you're, it's a lot easier and to find convenience stores than liquor stores.
She literally has these in brown paper bags. Yeah. You're hearing all the crumpling in the background.
But I mean, if you think about it, like, so the Johnny Bootlegger looks like it's in a little flask. Right. So that's going to have a certain kind of appeal to people like, oh, I'll keep it in my pocket or, you know, whatever.
I mean, I don't know if the fluorescent green does it, but yeah, the glass bottle that looks like a flask that you would have, you know.
So, I'm interested in these alleged stories because I just checked Wikipedia for Johnny Bootlegger and I can't find any evidence. Find this, so he's a really, really undercover dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Bootlegger must be. Yeah. He must be.
Well, you can't have a criminal empire if, you know, you're easy to catch.
Yeah, but my question is, do you guys have that friend that would instigate, you know, buying one of these beverages? Because it wouldn't be any of us. We're walking in the gas station. We're looking at two born-on dates and walking out.
I don't hang out with children or skaters, you know.
All right. Moving on, let's go to another fine beverage and a fine shade of pink.
We're back to pink.
Yeah, pink. A little bit of fake cherry going on.
This is like cotton candy. This is just so nasty.
Oh, yeah. A little cotton candy going on with that for sure.
Honestly, and maybe it's just coming off the Johnny Bootlegger
stuff. This is what they use in the hospital to obscure whatever medicine you're about to take.
I agree with you, Dave.
Yeah.
This one drinks better than any of the ones we've had yet.
Yeah.
Oh, really? This one tastes like Boone's Farm.
This one has a little more carbonation to it, so it's kind of making things a little more lively.
Pop. Yeah.
Do you get the aspartame?
I do.
Yeah.
I am feeling
it's not as pronounced.
I don't think it's
there.
Yeah, I don't think it comes out.
I think
out as
with
much
every sip, I feel a portion of my sommelier, you know, certification, you know, shredding.
Going down the drain.
Yes. What's the matter, Mike? What's the matter, Mike? Can't identify the terroir here.
I can't figure out if this is Tuesday at 1 o'clock or Wednesday at 10 a.m. Yeah.
10 a.m. or 10:05.
Yeah.
Sure.
Was this Larry Schiff?
Yeah, this one's
Now if they barrel age. Oh my gosh.
This one I didn't think they could. So this one is sweet and sour.
Yeah. It's a little tart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sweet up front.
I can't believe even I'm distinguishing those things.
It has some balance. It has some balance.
Balance of what?
You're doing what you're doing what we pay you to do, Mike. You're breaking down the flavor components.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think the residual.
Such a professional.
I think
huh?
the RSM off this, you know, the residual sugar is, you know, probably.
It went down the wrong pipe.
Right. Yeah. You don't want this to go down the wrong pipe. I think you could taste this well into next week, you know, without even having another sip. Oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Yeah, it coats the gums and just wants to stay there.
Burns a little bit.
Oh,
gosh. Wow. All right. So,
no guesses on what this is other than a bad choice on a Wednesday.
I'm still saying it's the best of the flight so far.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh absolutely.
God. I mean, that's like saying, you know, who's the.
The prettiest waitress at Waffle House.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
banned once again.
For sure, yeah. So.
There's no
standard. You're not getting anything covered in smothered ever. And all, they're just going
to. Oh, he might get smothered.
I know where you're from. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're one of them suds boys.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a situation here at table 14.
Oh. So I'm pretty sure I know what this one is, but.
Oh, God.
How are we going to rate this?
Exactly. I would care to read.
Going three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Sub's rating of three.
It's just so
and
bad.
And the beautiful reveal. Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
Must be the Four Loko we've
it
had.
It is a Four Loko, as a matter of fact. This is fruit punch, ladies and gents.
Please don't drop it on the carpet. I had to call it the hazmat team. Yeah.
Wow.
Another 12%er. Yeah. Fruit punch blends together everyone's favorite fruit flavors for one incredibly delicious drink.
So we all probably drank, what, like half ounce, maybe an ounce of that?
And they and they even say, cheers to the stories in the making and the nights you'll never forget.
Or remember.
Dude, what happened
or that you
last
want
night?
To forget, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine drinking 23 and a half ounces of that by myself. Not and living.
So bad.
So being fruit punch, it includes the watermelon.
It's got the watermelon. Yeah. It's probably got the grape.
Zero fruit juice, right?
But certified colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certified right. colors.
It's probably spelled fruit like F-R-O-O-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just pass around. I mean, right. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, so at this point. If you have like a close relative or cousin or, you know, that regularly drinks these beverages, I want to hear from you people. With photos would be preferable because I want to see who is the consumer that's going after, you know, these products, because I just can't see people choosing these.
I think Kendall struck on it pretty early on, like bachelorette parties, because Nashville, you know, we're kind of bachelorette party town.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is that leader of the band. This is somebody that's walking in, and you just have a bunch of moo cows that are going, "Oh, sure, absolutely, Cindy, I want the fruit punch for
that." Actually, smells kind of nice,
you know.
Yeah, I could see the bachelorette party, especially with these that come in flasks. Because they can put them in their boots.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a flask, I'm going to kind of agree with Mike, which
watermelon
hurts
vodka.
Me.
Yep.
booze, right? Like I actually put booze in a flask.
Peach?
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Yeah, this is getting closer to Mad Dog 2020.
Mm-hmm. That peach is just over the top.
This is that Del Monte syrup.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's totally
exactly.
That's exactly it.
That's what I got.
Somebody has poured the fruit juice out of a Del Monte can
peach syrup.
It is there.
And put malt,
put a little fizz
malt beverage in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's totally it.
Now, obviously, we all saw the flask, so we know this is.
Actually, I like this. Liquor. Could I have some more?
You can have the whole rest of the bottle.
No.
Everybody pour your cup back into the bottle and give it to Reverend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Have mine.
Put the top on it. Let him take it home.
All right. So what are we going to rate this? Say,
oh, I give it a
two,
three.
Oh,
yeah.
Three.
Honestly.
Let's go three. Yeah.
I don't
support this.
Okay. So this is Johnny Bootlegger Syndicate City Sour Peach. 12% ABV. The nectar of a juicy peach without the pit. Syndicate City Sour Peach is an assault on the taste buds. All that's missing is the fuzz, which frankly I could do without. Save yourself a trip to the Grove and chill with the peachy goodness.
I can't believe
and delightful
you're reading
flavor.
This marketing copy. This is just so bad.
You know, I could see though doing
so bad,
like
it's
a
good,
right? Like we used to make the Kool-Aid pops.
Yeah.
You know, freeze it and maybe it would be good as a popsicle.
It would freeze, you know.
Parts of it, yeah.
Jello shots.
No. Jello shots are way better than this.
This is, it's almost pleasant. Almost. But the problem I'm having with it is that it's not fizzy.
It's you like hanging out with it's, Mike. It's almost pleasant.
Almost. Yeah, it's, God, that artificialness, though. I mean, am I that bougie in my life now? Yes. That
well, you are, but not because
I don't
of this.
Well, I mean,
I just want, is this one trip to Flavor Man? Is this like five trips to Flavor Man?
Yeah.
You know, and are you the one in the room going, you know what? That just hits the mark right there. That one right there.
Mike, how many of these would it take for you to do that TikTok Kool-Aid Man challenge?
Oh, man. I would have to have at least five or six cans before I'd even come close to doing the Kool-Aid Man challenge.
Mm. Yeah, I could just see Mike coming through a fence.
does this take anybody back to a bad experience with peach schnapps?
Yes.
Yeah. Booch is basically every experience I've ever had with peach schnapps.
I was actually a smart enough kid to avoid peach schnapps.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I was always more of a Rumpelmintz so man myself. That and Goldschlager.
What?
Oh, yeah. Definitely had some Goldschlager.
I can't believe you're not going to finish these, Kendall. This is just, you know.
I'm making a cuvee.
Really?
Ooh. Oh. Yeah. There we go.
Why is everything gray now?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. You know what, though? This, the bootlegger reminds me of,
oh, I know what this is.
I won't say how young I was at the time or how old I was at the time, but I'm mixing a Southern Comfort and orange drink from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Here we go. Whiz, dude.
Well, I mean, when you're at a party and there are some parents involved, you know, at the party as chaperones.
They were obviously not doing their job.
No, well, I mean, you somehow someone was able to spike the orange drink, and you know, it made the party that much more tolerable.
I don't know if I'm more disturbed by the Southern Comfort or the McDonald's orange drink.
It's just,
well,
it's,
I mean, to be fair, who was a brainiac that decided it's just at like so a
teal
after event party to have orange drink at the you know
yeah true
anyways.
Teal? Is that what color
okay,
this is?
We are, ladies and gents, we are finally at G. This is our last one of the day.
Wow.
And it is a very interesting
Mike said aqua? It's teal.
I know exactly what it is.
Aqua? Bluish?
There's only
something?
One color like that on the face of the earth. That is Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Dude.
It is. Wow. That is really sad you know that.
Wow.
Hey, it's on
leave
tap.
It, leave it to
on,
the,
they've got it on tap at every Taco Bell.
Leave it to the Master Cicerone.
Seriously? Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, that's my. The only time I ever drink it. It's when I go to Taco Bell.
And how does this compare?
Oh, my God.
It's about the same. I wish it didn't have that fake sugar taste. It would be better if it was the original.
So it would be like Diet Baja Blast.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what's the point?
I mean, again, aspartame, is the dominant sugar.
Hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast. There's no doubt.
Wow.
I just find it interesting that they only bumped this up to 5%.
That's why you have the tattoo.
Wow. Fan favorite and cult following.
Really?
5% ABV.
Wow. It's four guys in North Nebraska going, woohoo!
Fourth meal.
We're feeling the dew.
Actually, I'm kind of liking this. This is my new best of flight.
Kendall's so proud, ladies
and gentlemen. I weirdly love Baja Blast because I think for a while the only place you could get it was at Taco Bell.
Yeah. What are we rating it?
Oh, mere mortals are going with three, but Kendall's going with four, so we're going to go four.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Wow. A very interesting flight and a very interesting episode. Kendall, thanks so much for being here today.
It was wonderful.
Please tell us about your blog.
And please come back.
Oh, I will. So most of you know my wife and I do a blog at beermakes3.com, but follow us this year as we visit every brewery in the state of Tennessee at bm3.beer. We've up to 40 breweries already.
Wow. Very cool. Great. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Hey, come back. Enjoy another exciting episode. Ish of Sips. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
River. favorite, Mark. Thanks for being here.
So good here to be here with all this artificial sweetener.
Good old boy, Dave.
My teeth hurt and my stomach.
Yeah. This is good old gal, Juliana. Thanks so much. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.